The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tastytrade Inc. is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Kelly Evans, host of CNBC's The Exchange, and here's what's on my mind. As you've probably noticed, I've been a bit obsessed with the energy and EV transition lately, since it suddenly seems to be happening at an accelerating pace. Time to write about something different, I told myself over the weekend. Then we took a little field trip to the local farmers market yesterday morning, like we often do. It's somehow gotten the boys to eat apples, so whatever works. As we were pulling in, we noticed a new handwritten sign. EV show, it read with an arrow. My husband and I exchanged bemused looks. Wouldn't it be funny if they were actually having an electric vehicle display, we thought, assuming it must actually stand for extra vegetables or something. But no, it was actually a display of electric vehicles with a booth for the local EV owners club and Facebook group. One of the cars was a Tesla Model 3, the other a Kia whose model name I didn't catch. My husband got to sit in the cars and pepper their owners with questions. He was most impressed to realize that because the cars don't need an oil change, those irritating twice-a-year service appointments become moot. Then we showed up to my neighbor's house for dinner. "We have some news," they said. There was a long pause. "We bought a Tesla," they exclaimed. For sure, the appeal to them is both technological and environmental. It's also practical. Now that one spouse is going back to the office in a town pretty far away and traffic is heavier, it avoids a chunky gas bill. They're getting the Model 3, not the Y, but both are becoming ubiquitous now on our roadways. I see them so often, I was beginning to wonder if Tesla only offered them in white these days, but it turns out that's just the current free paint color. Someone actually tweeted Elon Musk about this the other day. Quote, "We are inundated with white Model 3s and Ys. Please change the free color to something else. Thanks. Silver? Question mark?" End quote. To which Musk replied, "Good point. We'll discuss with team." Now, just this morning, Bernstein, which has an underperform rating on Tesla, put out a note once again questioning the company's valuation. They say, "We believe that surplus profits and technological innovation will likely be competed away over time," noting the company trades at 3 times the combined value of Toyota and GM, despite delivering 15 to 20 times fewer cars. Tesla's earnings are due out Wednesday afternoon. To which I'd say, fine, but do Toyota and GM have legions of fans who will literally show up to help them hit their delivery numbers by dropping off new cars to owners on the last day of the quarter? Because Tesla does. Would my neighbors be as excited if they were getting an EV by a different automaker? I doubt it. So there are 2 ways to think about Tesla from here. One, as a traditional automaker whose valuation will eventually reset to something much more boring. As Bernstein's Tony Sacconaghi notes, operating margins for the largest automakers have not changed meaningfully in the past 20 to 30 years. On average, they've been range-bound between 4 to 8%. Elon Musk himself, when asked at the annual shareholder meeting recently what he thought would be Tesla's long-term competitive advantage in a world where most cars are electric and most might even be operating off Tesla's own autopilot technology, answered simply, manufacturing. But the other way to think about this is that Tesla is the new Apple, a $2.4 trillion juggernaut whose operating profit is more like 30%. That might sound crazy, but if Tesla's got the brand name, the fan base, the subscription software that could become the platform for mobility, and hardware that's basically leading edge because, as the mobile phone wars have shown, it doesn't really have to be the very best, well, then maybe it's not out of the question. And if you're buying shares here at over an $800 billion valuation, then this is clearly the argument you're already making. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow The Exchange podcast. And you can always catch the show live weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern only on CNBC. See you then.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.